This goes to Dr. Reichmann, R-E-I-C-H-M-A-N-N, Vax 989-828-6835, regarding Donald Loomis, L-O-O-M-I-S. His date of birth is July 17th of 1947. Dear Dr. Reichmann, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Loomis, who has stage 5 chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, COPD, congestive heart failure, and hypertension. His last visit was March 1st of 2022. He had an AV fistula placed in the left brachial area in February, and that has matured well. It has a good thrill, according to the patient, and there's no signs of Steele syndrome, no pain. And the only time it becomes numb is when he plays a guitar for more than 15 minutes. He does this at church, and it causes some tingling in his left arm. And if he just shakes the wrist, the tingling stops. There's no pain or discoloration in the left hand. He's asking about whether he should have a diuretic at this point. His feet do and ankles do swell at the end of the day, the longer they're down. And he does restrict fluids to 56 ounces in 24 hours or less, and he does urinate about a quart a day of urine. His shortness of breath is chronic, but it's no worse than usual. He's having no chest pain or palpitations, no excessive changes in dyspnea, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no bowel changes, blood, or melena. And medications, medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the sodium bicarbonate, 650 milligram twice a day. He's on a Foslo, 667 milligram, one before one each of the largest meals of the day, so two daily. He has Vascepa, V-A-S-C-E-P-A, 1 gram twice a day. That's fish oil. He's also on clonidine, carvedilol, Norvasc. Rocaltrol is 0.25 microgram every other day, and zinc and turmeric complex, also vitamin D3, 2,000 units daily. physical exam, his weight is 262 pounds. That is up about 3 pounds from the previous visit. Blood pressure is 144 over 72. Labs, most recent lab studies were done May 4th of 2022. His creatinine is 4.3, which is stable. Estimated GFR is 14. Albumin, 3.8. Calcium is 8.6. Ferritin, 120. Iron is 52. Iron saturation percentage is 23. Sodium, 143, potassium, 5.0, carbon dioxide, 26, phosphorus is 4.9, hemoglobin, 10.2, with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 5, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, no uremic symptoms, minimal fluid symptoms with the feet swelling at bedtime, COPD and congestive heart failure. I discussed with the patient to limit salt intake, also limit the fluid intake as he has been doing to 56 ounces in 24 hours. We'll discuss with Dr. Fuente whether a low-dose diuretic would be worth a trial or not at this point with the advanced renal failure and that could cause more problems at this point. So we may just continue to monitor the fluid status without adding a diuretic. The patient will continue to have lab studies done once a month, and he's going to have a follow-up visit within the next 2 months in this office. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.